Welcome to Books, Beauty, and Business. Our goal is to motivate and inspire others to push limits, test boundaries, and climb personal ladders of success. My name is Tawny Bro, and today we have with us Natalie Sessions. She is a registered and licensed dietitian, master certified nutrition and wellness coach, and her mission is to empower your eating so you live your most nutritious life. She teaches and supports and inspires busy professionals on how to maximize energy, thank you, improve your health, and optimize wellness with her expert guidance and support. Now, in a former life, she had an initial career in the multimedia industry at our own KHOU-TV, and then she followed her love for wholesome food and nutrition and transitioned into the health and wellness space. So give it up for Natalie Sessions. Let's jump right in.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So I am so excited to learn more about healthy eating, everything that you do. The fact that you're a dietitian and make it look so easy is, I have to learn from you is how I feel today. I really want to learn. So can you share just a little bit about like how you got to where you are today?
Sure. So I guess the short version of the story is that, you know, I've truly always been interested and passionate about food and nutrition. And I think that is due heavily to my heritage. I am of French and Italian descent, and several members of my family, grandparents, you know, have been somehow connected to food. I had a grandfather that was a chef. I had another grandpa that was a restaurant owner. So my mom was a really good cook, and she was a, you know, health nut before that was a cool thing. So I have just grown up around it. And, you know, being the naive youngster that I was, and being actually first generation American, the first person in my family to go to college and finish, you know, college and beyond. I didn't think to do it as a profession until later in life. So my journey to being a dietitian was quite the scenic route, we could say.
It sounds like you grew up being a foodie and you didn't even know it, like before it was a thing.
I think that's great. Yeah, I would agree with that.
That's awesome. I feel like it's the biggest thing that people struggle with. Like, okay, not the biggest, but one of the biggest things we struggle with is eating healthy and finding healthy things to eat in our life that are good for our bodies. It's such, you know, I guess we go on and on about this industry and the food and everything else. So I feel like your services today are needed probably more than ever with health issues and things like that. So how did you find your love for like teaching that, the education behind the nutrition sessions?
Yeah, that's truly what I most love about what I do. I feel that I'm here. My purpose in life is to be an educator, to be a teacher, to empower people with proper information, especially now, like you said. You know, I have a lot more compassion and empathy than I originally did when I got into the industry, to be honest, because like, why don't people just eat healthy? Like, what's their problem? Like, you know, I mean, like that snippy about it. But I saw over time, as I became more experienced and got into the profession, that, you know, it is easier said than done. And I get it. And I, you know, I'm on the journey with you and with everyone. Just because I'm a dietitian doesn't mean, you know, I've got it all together all the time with that. So, I feel just compelled. I feel this is why I'm here, like I said, to teach and empower, impart information so that I don't want you to need me. You know, I want you to come and get the support you need, but I want to give you the support and tools so that you can then go on and make this like second nature. And I know that nowadays there's a lot of hype to cut through. There's a lot of misinformation about food and nutrition being touted out there. And so I get it that it's very overwhelming and challenging and confusing. So I'm here help you de-stress around that?
And I probably speak for all the ladies, right? Like, it is so hard. And you're from your friend of mine, you're like, why aren't people just eating right? Like, why are you doing this to yourself? And I feel like it's a mental game for us too, because we get stressed. We're so busy. We're not thinking about, oh, this is good or bad, or we just need something in our system to give us a little energy to keep going. And we're making bad choices. I mean, that comes down to that, right? Like, we choose what goes in our mouth, and sometimes we just make bad choices. So how do we start this process? Like, how do we start figuring out this lifestyle change to where it's a no-brainer for us?
It takes time. So be kind to yourself, for one. And I would say, try to, you know, it's a mindset shift. We eat for a lot of different reasons, as you just mentioned. You know, food is all around us. We live in a toxic food environment. We are surrounded, in, at least in our urban areas, you know, 24/7, usually, by some kind of food, whether it's that we're looking at something online, on TV, a commercial, or we're driving around, we're out and about now. It's everywhere. We go to meetings, you know, all of that. So, you know, I think it's important to do kind of an environmental assessment. And I help my clients do this, like, think about all of the ways in which you're exposed to food. But, you know, just tapping in, I think just step one is to, you know, perhaps it is time to seek the advice of an expert like myself and get guidance around that. You know, all of our needs vary individually, depending on a variety of circumstances. And, you know, it's just, I'm sure it's time for a lot of people to get back on track, get on track. We never were. And just start small, you know, stop using the terms good and bad, which is really can be a challenge. I work on that. I try not to use those terms, because that just places judgment on it. So try and be judgment free, you know, and work on educating yourself and making small changes. I know we've heard that before from a variety of experts, that we don't want to go from 0 to 60. You know, we want to take small steps, make small changes, build on the things you are, you know, doing well, and build from there. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, that it does, because it can get overwhelming. I could see, like, you know, and here's the other challenge I feel like is, it seems like it's so much work to count macros and calories and meal prep and I think we do have to shift how we think about this, because what, you know, it's like, you are what you eat, right? You get the energy from your food. You either feels good or you feel bad, you know, and I feel, and I shouldn't say good or bad. You just told me not to do that.
You feel lethargic or you feel energetic
here. Yes. Yes. And I feel like, and maybe as part of this is, it's hard. So people don't get started, or they don't come to you for advice, or, you know, how do we overcome that?
Right. So it is a challenge. I mean, I'm not, you know, it is challenging. I think too, like other areas of our life, we can make it more challenging than it needs to be. I mean, I think, you know, one of the best pieces of guidance I can offer is, you know, focus more on eating real food. You know, in my business, I'm really working, I'm about to launch a group program where it will be getting back to the basics that you may or may not have ever had in terms of nutrition and food and healthy eating. So I think I've seen for years, I have coached everyone from high level executives to, you know, blue collar workers to college students, you know, I mean, everyone, all different types of folks. And I've noticed a pattern that, you know, people just don't seem to understand or never taught the basics of nutrition. You know, I'm here to tell you, don't need to count the I mean, not that calories aren't relevant, but we don't need to focus on those numbers or all of that. We want to think of it in theory, you know, are my meals balanced? Do I have a balance of carb, protein, fat, and portion sizes and so forth? So it's more around that and visualizing your plate, and making sure it's balanced. So, I mean, that's just kind of some initial focusing on real food less so on package process as much as possible.
Yes. I see where that getting back to the basics. And again, it sounds so easy. And I think it's just, you have to be ready to make a decision for your health, for your wellness, for your family and the diet that you bring into your home and the things that you purchase at the store. Cause you're right. I use a shopping app. So especially during COVID and everything, food would come to my house and I still use it, but I went to a grocery store and I looked around and I was like, there's so much garbage here. Yeah. Like aisles and aisles of processed crap that I was just like,
yeah, it's
so hard. This is why it's so hard.
Well, here, let me just talk you off the ledge here. and I know this is going to be a review for a lot of you, but focus on the perimeter.
Yeah.
Shop edge.
Yeah.
Whether you're shopping online, they've got the categories, focus on what just visualize your store that you typically shop at and focus on produce, plants first, get all those colorful fruits and vegetables, and then work your way around the store. No matter what store, you'll see the layout is the same. I mean, it might be in a different order, but start there, work your way to, your lean proteins and the, deli area, the butcher area, the, seafood and so forth. And then work your way around, to the refrigerated, things that need to be refrigerated are fresh, they're perishable. Good food goes bad fast. So, fresh food, and then we might then, grab a few things, our whole grains and so forth from those middle aisles. So that was your little mini virtual grocery store tour.
I love it. I love it. And I feel like your role is so important for people to reach out, to do the health check, to really get an understanding of where they're at today and the guidance to where they need to be for this lifestyle change. And you're constantly helping and you're constantly educating. So how do you keep yourself motivated?
I've been at this a while. It does come naturally to me. My body, my preferences have for a while now always had me crave or desire more nourishing foods. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm human too. And I love my conscious indulgences and I do that, so I just have a very practical approach. One secret I've started sharing, especially since I launched my business, that might be surprising to hear is that I really don't enjoy cooking. People find that shocking. Because I'm not a chef, a dietitian and a chef. And, I know a lot of dietitians out there do love the culinary. And I, again, as we talked about at the beginning, I'm all about food. I love eating. I love good food. We can enjoy healthy foods and we can be healthy. So I don't think those have to be independent of one another. So again, I'm on it with you. It takes meal planning skills. There's an effort involved. It's just, I'm here to show you that to make it the least challenging, the most practical for your lifestyle. So for me, my husband and I, we try to just plan week to week. That tends to work well. Like, what's going on? When are we going to be gone? We've taken advantage of some of the really nice meal delivery kit type services. There's a lot of them out there now. So we've kind of found the ones that we like that make it a little easier, that, make it like 15 minutes to make a dinner and less cleanup and all of that. So, I'm living it. I practice what I preach and I share those tools, those resources and expertise with all of my clients, depending, on where you are in your journey. I meet you where you are and we build from there. I like to think of myself, and I think it talks about on my website, I'm a bridge builder. I love analogies. You're here, you're feeling stuck and frustrated, and I'm here to kind of guide you, get you from point A to point B in the least stressful way, so that you can live your most nutritious life.
I love that. So your motivation is natural. You're like, I eat natural and I feel good and it's how I work. But okay, so let me ask you this too. And while you're talking, you kind of had me thinking about this. Do you help with weight loss? Like, is that part of your conversation?
It often is. It depends on the client. Not all of them, but quite a few are seeking my assistance and support to promote weight loss. But it's interesting because, you know, I don't take like, that's important and body weight is important, but you know, we really look at the whole person taking a holistic approach. So often there's other stuff going on, whether it be a medical condition challenge, a health challenge. We just found out our blood work is off, or I'm just frustrated with meal planning. How do I get healthy, you know, food on the table for me and my family, or on the go or traveling? So usually it works best to focus on what are the core issues going on. And then often for those that are wanting to promote weight loss, that'll naturally come by making these other changes. So yes, I will factor in, you know, when I'm estimating their needs and giving them their roadmap and meal plans to factor in for weight loss. So definitely it's a part of my practice.
Yeah, it seems like it would be a naturally wonderful side effect to being healthy. So if you had one book to recommend, if someone was really interested in their health and in their wellness, what book do you recommend people read?
I knew you were going to ask me this, and I've been thinking about it for a while. And like many of your other guests, I am not good at picking favorites. but I'm going to kind of answer in a different way.
Okay.
I love books. I love reading. I don't get to leisure read as much as I would like. But I believe that books, like people and experiences in life, they find us when we most need it. Mm-hmm. So I really wanted to invite your audience to go to a bookstore. Like, if you need to do it online, that's fine, but let's go old school. Go into preferably a locally owned bookstore and walk around, maybe go on the health aisle or the cooking book aisle, you know, but really just walk around and see what you need. Because we nourish ourselves in many different ways. And what we read, what we watch, what we see, who company we keep, all plays in, you know, in some way or another, some more directly than others, into how we eat. I mean, honestly. And so I would just say, pay attention to what nourishes you. But going back to your question, I mean, I now, because of my limited time to leisure read, I've been here lately on a trend of quick reads, like quick, inspirational, motivational. The way you and I became connected is, you know, I actually won your book recently, Women in Power, and that was perfect. I'm like, this found me right when I needed it. And I read it in like a day or two. Another book is that I found very inspirational. That's a recent read. It's not necessarily a health book, but is Happiness Becomes You by Tina Turner. So I found it to just be very motivational. I mean, there have been health-related books over the years. I mean, Connie, there's too many to recommend. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love, if people are liking to cook, I love Rebecca Katz's cookbooks. If you're, you know, putting me on the spot. And
well, we will have your book recommendations in the links below so people can reach out and get these books. But I absolutely love what you just said about books come into our life when we need them. That is really powerful. And I think for me, it's very true. I am an avid reader and I love the messages and lessons and skills you can learn from books. And I just love that idea, is that they find you when you're needed. And I also love that you read my book.
Yeah. And I'm not just saying that, you know, I mean, it happened very organically. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, if I think about even the last year, all of the books that presented themselves in whatever way, maybe I saw it referred in an article I was reading, or, you know, someone recommended it, you know, it was exactly what I needed at that moment. Mm-hmm. So maybe, you know, yeah, people are listening, and whether it's one of the books we're talking about or one that they go explore and find, you know, it will bring them what they need.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So, okay. What is your favorite beauty tip?
Again, with the favorites. I know this has been mentioned before, but it's honestly one of mine is, you know, wash your face every night, every morning. I guess back for a while, you know, when first getting into skincare routines, I learned that cleanse, tone, moisturize. Mm-hmm. So I really, you know, don't get me wrong, I have an off night where I'm like, I don't feel like it. You know, I mean, I never go to bed with my makeup on. Never, mm-hmm. never. If I even have makeup on that day. But yeah, there's just something about the cleansing feeling, you know, the warm water and, you know, all of that, you know, even sometimes if I'm having a stressful day or winding down, you know, before the evening routine, sometimes I find that washing my face, like, just helps like revitalize me, and kind of gives me like a nice shift in the mindset. Mm-hmm. So that's one for sure. And of course, you know, I mean, obviously what we eat, you know, beauty from the inside out is really what my profession and mission in life is that, you know, like you said earlier, we are what we eat, you know, 80 to 90%, the research shows of our overall health and well-being, including how we glow or not, do with what we eat, you know. Obviously other wellness factors are there, but a high percent has to do with what we eat. So, you know, eating to fuel yourself so that you are beautiful from the inside out.
I love that. Eating to fuel yourself. I have to remember.
Fuel yourself well, I guess I should say.
Yes.
The quality of the fuel matters.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So do you have any daily tips for success? You kind of went over your beauty tip, but that you do every day, a habit that you have that you do every day that we should be thinking about.
Yeah. I mean, again, getting back to basics here, I would be remiss if I didn't mention hydration. Many clients over the years I encounter, you know, and a lot of people just for whatever reason have challenges with drinking enough water. So, what I do and what I encourage is start your day with clean water, you know, glass, you know, wake up, go to the restroom, do what you drink a glass of water. If you're a coffee drinker, do this before your coffee or your tea. You know, if you want to even warm it up a little and put a couple drops of lemon juice for a little mini detox, if you will, can be very cleansing just first off. So start the day with that, you know, there, check off that win. I just reposted on my Instagram a little hydration video I shot because this is so important. But, you know, start the day and then find what works for you. Find your flow. You know, sip throughout the day. Make sure you always have fresh, clean water with you. You'll always find, I mean, I found years ago that if I have a straw, you know, and it's right next to me, that's going to help support my water habit. So before and after each meal, and, you know, again, taper off as the evening comes, because we don't want to get up in the middle of the night, have to deal with, you know, having too much water at the end of the day. But, yeah, so I'm sorry that was long winded, but drink water.
No, I love that. And I do think it's like such a no-brainer. And you're right. Sometimes we get on these kicks and we're so good about it, keeping that water next to us all day. And then other times you're like, I don't even know if I had a glass of water all day. I know I drank coffee. I know I drank this, but I don't even know where my water came from. So I feel like that is a really good reminder.
Yeah. And it impacts your hunger. It impacts cravings. It impacts your skin. I mean, I could go on and on and on about the importance of hydration.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So any final, last words of motivational advice for the ladies listening?
I mean, just to kind of recap what we've been talking about, be gentle with yourself, lean in to healthier habits, take it slow, take one step at a time. You know, things are up and down. The journey in life, the wellness journey, is also an up and down winding road. So don't be so hard on yourself. You know, take it one step, one day, one meal at a time.
I love that. I love that. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Books, Beauty, and Business podcast. And if people do want to reach out to you to talk to you a little bit more about your nutrition checkups or some of the group things you have coming up, what's the best way for us to contact you?
I would say my newly launched beautiful website that you designed for me, www.nutritionsessions.com. I'd love to, you know, you can book a free discovery call just to see if we're a good match, if you are ready to take some steps, or you can at least, you know, learn more about my background on there and learn more about what I'm currently offering. And you can even subscribe to the Inner Circle news that I'll be starting to send out in May every month.
Awesome. Well, all of that information will also be below if anyone is interested in reaching out to Natalie at Nutrition Sessions. Thank you again so much for coming on the podcast, and bye everyone. Have a great day. Mm-hmm.